hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the Maldives, on the Carpe Vita liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. We are having a ball. It's actually the end of the trip. We've been recording throughout the week. We've had our betel nut. We've had experiences with whale sharks. We've seen fruit bats fly by that got my attention like a squirrel back in the States. But we got to talk to some of the passengers that have joined us on this adventure from all around the world. We're going to get their insights, their favorite memories of the adventure, and that might just entice you to come out here to this part of the world and experience it for yourself. Now, the Scuba Cowboy has been with us as well, and he has been inspired once again to write one of several songs. Now, we're going to get a little more serious on this one, because this one's actually about the boat, the Carpe Vita, somewhat. Right, Pop?
It's about the feeling and the spirit of both boats.
Okay, so going through some of these experiences has inspired a song. We're not going to play the whole song, but it's a work in progress, but this is the chorus, the hook. Correct. So we're going to have the world premiere of this song called the what? Do we even have a title for it? What's the working title?
I think I'm going to let Agnes name it.
Okay, we'll let Agnes name it. She's the one behind the magic here, the Carpe Vita liveaboard. But go ahead, Pup. Take it away. Let's hear what you got.
Carpe diem, seize the day, my friend. Only get one chance to live, and we can't go around again. So focus on the good times, forget about the strife. Share your smile, laugh a while, Carpe Vita. Seize life.
Nice. I like it. What do you guys think? Pretty good, huh? Now, what do you think, Agnes? Is it a hit? Is it going to be it's definitely going to be a number one hit with a bullet or something like that here in the Maldives, right?
For me, it's definitely going to be. He captured it all. I mean, the reason I started this company was exactly that. I made a change in my life. Just enjoy. I think too few people still know, count their blessings and only look at the bad stuff. And I think he got it just right.
Yeah. Carpe Vita sees life. I'm hoping that's right, because if it doesn't, then we got to redo the song.
Well, I hope not. But he did get it very well. I'm very pleased so far.
All right. Good. So that's the hook. That's the chorus. You got the premiere right there here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Let's talk about some of the things that we have seen this week. And, Pup, I guess I'll just start with you. You know, was it the whale shark? Was it, I don't know, what did you see this week that you thought was just, you'll take this home as a memory that you'll never forget?
It was definitely the whale shark for me, because in that particular instance, we didn't have to look for him. He came to us.
The one that snuck up on you in Mermaid Tiffany.
Yes, as amazing as it sounds, a 35-foot whale shark snuck up on us and literally was right alongside us.
Tiffany, does that hold true for you? Is that the moment this week that is a standout? Because I know you were very proud of yourself, because you were the first one to see this whale shark.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. It was like a 40-footer.
To it, though, I would have, well...
You would have won.
If I was closer.
Yeah, it was close enough is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that was definitely one of the highlights of the week. Another one was We went to one of the islands. I've never seen such white beaches. Another thing that was really actually phenomenal was the fact that you didn't drink every night. There's a first.
Well, okay, that was not really the memory I was thinking that you would come away with from this adventure, but that's fine. You know, yeah, well, hey, I've had that effect on a lot of people, yes. But, you know, the beach scene that we hung out at this afternoon, we were shooting some video. We actually shot 150 gigabyte of video on these GoPro cameras this week for a potential Scuba Cowboy, you know, video release that we hope to put together from this adventure. What do you think, Pop?
I think it has been an absolute adventure, and I know the videos won't do it justice, but it'll be a great memory trigger for us.
Yes, well, it will. And out of that 150 gigabyte of material, we hope to get at least a three-minute video out of the deal. And I have a feeling we're going to get more than that. It's going to take a while to get it together, but it will show up at scubaradio.com here very soon. Now, we've had a lot of special guests on board, and I want to talk to, you know, everybody, or try to do a little round robin of some of their adventures. Some folks are settling up their bill, but this guy right here has been quite a treat. We've had the Scuba Cowboy on board, but we've had this guy who he runs a dive shop in Oregon. And he's an expert on limericks. And the only limerick I know is once was a girl from Nantucket. But he seems to have all these types of limericks that he's been sharing with us. Or I don't know. Is that what they are? What are they?
I don't recall sharing a single limerick.
Okay, it wasn't a limerick. Well, I'm having it wrong. What do we call these things? They're nice songs.
Lyrics.
Okay, maybe I just heard him wrong. See, I'm half deaf from doing radio all year. I thought these had some kind of special, like limerick, I don't know, it kind of had like a drinking song kind of thing to it.
I just know a lot of songs.
A lot of songs, and you were willing to share them, and it was excellent. You're a very good singer.
Well, thank you.
He didn't need a guitar. He just did this off the top of it. He serenaded Sana for a little birthday song today. It's her birthday this week. Or she's sharing a birthday along with me and the Scuba Cowboy this week, and we've had a little thing. You sang him a nice little song. That was nice. It's just off the top of your head, you remember all this stuff, huh?
Yes.
Do you do this on every dive trip that you go to? Do you share this talent of yours? Because it's good. I mean, I love this stuff.
I know a lot of songs.
A lot of songs, and you're willing to share. That's just part of the camaraderie of being a scuba diver, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Yeah, you'll go with that. No, that's good. Now, so let's talk a little bit about your you sold out of the dive shop, but you're still working with some travel and stuff with this dive shop in Oregon. Is that the deal?
Yes, I retired in 2002 and got involved with diving and a dive shop. And Pat and I, my wife and I, we tend to organize and lead a lot of groups.
Yes. Yeah, so you got out of just running the shop day in and day out, and now you're just focused on the fun stuff, which is traveling to places like the Maldives, right?
Absolutely.
So the idea is to come out here and experience the Carpe Vita live aboard, and then go back and tell your customers about it, or round up a trip, maybe bring them out here, or that kind of thing? Is that the deal, or what?
We never take people places we haven't looked over first.
And what are your initial thoughts? What are some of the highlights from this week that you would, besides the fact of you being able to perform these lyrics and these songs to us, which I'm being totally honest, that was awesome. I love that.
This has been a very, very good trip, and wonderful accommodations. This is a first class operation.
Yeah, the staterooms on the Carpe Vita are huge, aren't they? These are bigger rooms than what you would get on a cruise ship, let alone a dive live aboard, if you ask me. What do you think?
They're larger than our spare bedroom at home.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they're huge. I mean, it is. You got a lot of space. You can stretch out a little bit and really feel at home. So it is a place that you would come back to, I guess, huh?
I think we're working on it.
Now, you were shooting the light and motion housing and shooting a lot of video. I've been playing with these light and motion lights, and I got some great stuff. I'm very excited about editing this 150 gigabyte worth of stuff that I have to kind of, you know, work through. But we got some, you know, they bring out some great colors, but the light and motion housing, what were you shooting exactly as far as underwater video? Do you know?
I
the camera. What camera did you have in that housing? Are you shooting high def and all the whole thing, or Is it just more for fun little trip video type stuff or what?
My system is kind of an antique. It's not high definition.
High tech, it's old school, is what we'd like to say, right?
Probably old school.
Yes, okay. All right, so you're just doing it for fun, your own little private stash of memories, that type of thing, or what?
We try to always shoot a video as a complimentary gift to all of our travelers whenever we make a group.
So you're going to share that with us, or are you going to keep this all to yourself this time?
Well, will you?
You don't really like us. I mean, you'll sing to us, but you're not going to share your video with us, are you?
Well, we'll probably use this to promote a trip.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Once again, he isn't going to give it to us. But I got 150 gigabyte to deal with already. Good stuff. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to talk to some more of the passengers here and get their experiences, their thoughts on the Carpe Vita Liveaboard here in the Maldives next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And we are in the Maldives on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Now, we're going to talk to some of the passengers, get their thoughts, their highlights on what they've experienced this week. Give you a little taste of what it's like to be on a week in the Maldives and dive into your heart's content. It's at the end of the week, so we have a lot of highlights. We'll not get to all of them, I have no doubt about it, but we'll touch on a few. Now, Mermaid Lizzie is here. This is her first time to the area, first time to the Maldives. And Lizzie, what do you think? What are some of the highlights? What stood out in your mind is like, ooh, this was something I wanted to see. I saw it, and that kind of thing. Or maybe it was a surprise. What do you got?
Definitely the whale shark, as some other people have mentioned. Also have to rub it in on the things that you didn't do. The night dive was pretty cool.
I had a night dive. I had a couple night dives where they started with started at twilight, and then they kind of turned into night dives. So I did a night dive.
Yeah. Well, the one I did was probably
a real night dive.
Yeah.
It started as a night dive, ended as a night dive.
And also the blue water dive we did today ended pretty cool, and you missed that.
Yeah, you guys were actually looking for hammerheads. You didn't see hammerheads, but you did see a guitar. What? What was this?
It's a guitar shark.
A guitar shark. So it was a shark that could sing songs and play guitar.
Exactly. It's like Pup underwater.
Yes, that is amazing. No, seriously, what is it?
It's actually a shark. It's not, it doesn't look like a traditional shark. It looks like a shark
like
ray.
Like a ray? Okay, a mix between the two.
Mm-hmm. It's also sometimes called a shark ray.
A shark ray. So it kind of has a round body with a long nose that you would play on, that kind of thing, maybe, or what?
Kind of just the opposite, like a shark body with more of a round face.
Hmm, okay. So yeah. Guitar shark.
Guitar shark.
All right, cool. So you saw that on the blue water dive. I saw some other weird thing floating out there in the abyss today on that dive, because we joined you. You guys came over to the reef. We did the reef dive. You did the blue water dive, and then we kind of met in the middle at the end, and I saw some kind of weird blowfish. I don't know what the hell it was.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was cool. It's weird. When you're diving in the, in this part of the world, Indian Ocean, and I'm used to diving in the Caribbean, right? So I see a blowfish in the Caribbean, and I've seen many, many blowfish. And you come to a place like this, and you see a similar shape, but it's like, they took the fish, they put it in a blender, spun it around, and all the colors got all mixed up with spots and everything else, and then it spit it back out. Same shape, but totally different color scheme. Does that make any sense to you, Sana, or what? No, she's looking at me like, I have had a beer. What the hell is he drinking? Because I want one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's our birthday. We can do this, right? So what about you, Sana? What do you see this week? First of all, congratulations on your advanced open water course. You completed your navigation dive today, so now it's official, right?
Yes, that's right.
Have you had the ceremony, the whole thing, the card, the whole thing? Did he do that, or he split town on you?
No, he did. He did, and then he ran home.
When was the ceremony? Yeah, what was
I never got a ceremony when I got certified.
You never. What did he do?
No.
You can't talk. You can't say that on the radio, can you? Yeah, it's one of those Maldivian things. They got to keep it to themselves. But she did earn her advanced open water certification. So congratulations on that. But what about the diving? As far as what you saw, I mean, because last time when you got your open water certification, you said you were spoiled rotten because you had mantas and whale sharks and the whole thing. But we saw some pretty cool stuff this week, didn't we?
We did. And I did my first night dive.
And your first night dive. Do you agree with Lizzie that the night dive was pretty awesome?
It was really awesome.
So what was it about it that you liked so much that made it different for you?
I don't know. It's hard to say because the first minute I was really nervous and it was just freaky to be down there. And then
why the heck am I doing this?
Yeah.
The fear of the unknown.
But then, it all changed and I could, just relax and enjoy it. And I don't know. You felt like you were patrolling, and checking out all these animals around. No, it was really nice.
Yes, it was. I mean, I remember my first night dive, too. And it is. It's like that first step off the boat. You're like, that thought is kind of going through your mind. Like, it's dark out. I can't see where the heck I'm about to go. What is wrong with me? There's something wrong with this picture. But as soon as you jump in and you see all the lights from other people's flashlights and that kind of thing, it kind of creates a whole magical light show, like you're at a Pink Floyd rock concert underwater or something. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does, actually.
Yeah, so you would do it again.
Definitely.
Definitely. Well, at Maldives.
What? And especially in the end when we got the quite strong current. And I got such a kick out of it. So when I was up on the boat again, it was like...
Nice. Yeah. Well, and what about that, Lizzie, underwater on the night dive? Did you guys have the luminescence, the whole thing too, or no?
Yeah, you could definitely see it. We didn't stop and play too much because there were so many interesting things to see. But as people were swimming, you could see it off their fins.
Now, what did you see unique on the night dive that we didn't see during the day? What could you say?
So
like, one thing I did not see, I think I saw one lobster this week. Were there any crustaceans out on the reef at the night dive or no?
Yeah, someone spotted a crab, a hermit crab, that was crawling around. I also saw one little guy underneath a rock. We saw sharks pretty much in a feeding frenzy. An octopus out and about, a huge eel feeding, swimming around. It was awesome. A turtle, ray.
Yeah. What about sleeping turtles?
Sleeping huge turtles, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they like to, well, they sleep at night, like most people. You know, what can you do? But yeah, night dives are nice. And I didn't do any, you know, I didn't start night dives, but we had a couple dives where we started at sunset, and by the time, at the end of the dive, it was definitely nighttime, and one of my partners in crime on some of those dives is with us right now. You're from Japan, right?
Japan by way of New York, but Japan
by way of New York, yeah. It's, you know, that Japanese accent might be hard to decipher there, but we'll manage. Yeah, you've been a transplant, or you're an expat, or so. I don't know, what is it?
I'm an expat. I've been in Asia for the last 20 years. I'm hoping the statute of limitations runs out, so maybe one day I can go back to the U.S., but I'm waiting for the lawyers to give me clearance on that one.
Nice. Very nice. But, okay, so you came from Japan to spend a week here in the Maldives. How did that come to be? Did someone, you just decide you wanted to come here, or what?
I'd been to the Maldives about 10 years ago, had always wanted to come back, and the best way to do it is on a liveaboard. I think the Carpe Vita is about the best liveaboard you could pick. To come to the Maldives, absolutely fantastic, great crew, great accommodations, great dive masters. How can you love a boat that has a dive master named Panda? I mean, how could you not love that?
Yes, exactly. And when he did a Scaramouche and pulled out his finger, it scared me a little bit. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's they've all got their own little tricks, and they did a great job of finding the wildlife for us. I saw a lot of interesting stuff. You know, certainly the guitar shark. He was just missing Pop's hat. Otherwise, it would have been complete picture there.
Yeah, he would have been doing his own Carpe Vita song for sure. What about that sunset dive, that twilight dive? You with me? That was pretty nice, wasn't it?
That twilight dive was probably one of the best dives that we did. Just amazing amount of fish life, all sorts of stuff just coming off the reef. Beautiful, absolutely stunning.
Good stuff. All right, more coming up from the Maldives next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are kicking back here in the Maldives after a week of liveaboard diving on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. You know, it's just been an amazing thing. And Agnes, thank you so much for having me back. I can't believe you allowed this to happen. But 2 years, the memory had worn out, and you forgot that how much damage we could do, right?
Well, I'm glad we survived, actually, your second day.
It was good. We've had an amazing time, and thank you so much. I can't. What a birthday memory I will always have. Whale sharks, and a great birthday cake too. By the way, that was awesome.
Yeah, the chef went out of his way, and yes, well, we owed you that one, Greg.
Yes, well, thank you. All right, so we're talking to some of the folks that are on the boat with us this week and getting their thoughts. Mario is with us from Scuba Travel Ventures, right?
That is correct. Yes.
And you guys are based out of San Diego and came out here to the Maldives to do basically the same thing our friend from Oregon was talking about, right? To kind of scope it out for your customers to tell them to come out here.
Basically, you're correct. We've had a couple agents over the years come out to the Maldives and experience it, but it was time for myself to come out and experience the Maldives and especially Carpe Vita.
Yeah, now the idea when you come out there and see this is that when they call you up at the travel headquarters there in San Diego, or people will be educated enough to steer them to the right place, whether it's the Maldives or some other destination you service, I guess. Yeah. Is that the deal?
Typically how we have it, broken up into different destinations across the world, and then we have the exotics category. The Maldives falls into our exotics category. We're basically somebody looking to step out of the box a little bit on their travels, or have traveled extensively to other destinations, and they're looking for that something a little bit different. The Maldives, the Red Sea, Socorros, Galapagos, the Cocos. They fall in that category. And we kind of have a conversation with them, find out where they've been, where they want to go. If the exotics destination is a good fit for them, then we certainly recommend the Maldives, et cetera.
And one of the necessary evils of your job is you must travel to these places and experience this for yourself, right?
Unfortunately, that is one of the worst parts of our business is we do have...
It sounds awful. And we're going to get some of his thoughts about the Maldives next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The woman who tells Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
You know, that's from The Office, by the way. Had their season finale, or actually the series ended this week while we're on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. I'll have to catch up with that on my DVR when I get back. Well worth missing the season finale, or the finale of The Office. All right, so I'm with Mario from Scuba Travel Adventures. And one of the necessary evils of running a travel company like this is that you must go around the world so you can tell your customers how cool they are and where they should go. I know it's a tough gig, and I feel your pain because I do a little bit of the same on a much easier scale. You actually have to work harder than I do, I have a feeling. But Mario, tell me about some of the highlights from this week from your perspective. From being around the world, what was some of the highlights or standouts this week from what you saw underwater?
Well, I think the unfortunate thing, yes, we do have to travel and experience things. But the fortunate thing for me is I landed on a fantastic liveaboard, the Carpe Vita. If you haven't been on this vessel, it is extremely high end. The accommodations are fantastic. The food is fantastic. The dive operations is first class. If you haven't experienced the Doni experience, where they basically take all of the tanks, all your compressors, all your diving equipment off the main vessel to a second vessel that trails throughout your cruise, is a fantastic experience. It just eliminates a lot of the heat, a lot of the noise from the main vessel.
All the wet gear, everything is off the main boat here. Agnes, come over here for a second, because I know we talked about this last time I was on board. How is that? Why are they do that? Have that set up here in the Maldives like that? Because you don't go to other places around the world. At least I haven't been where they set up the dive compressor and have a separate dive boat that we work from the main cabin boat. And I will tell you, by the way, the dive boat is bigger than a lot of the liveaboards I've been on, by the way, and could be very well equipped if you were hanging out on that boat for the whole week. But is that just the way it's been, you know, forever here in the Maldives, or what?
Well, it started off, they're called Donis. However, ours cannot be called a Doni anymore because the original one was far smaller and was still steered by feet, as you can see some of them around. So it started off diving off that.
Wait, they were steered by feet?
Yeah. The original Donis, the captain is still standing at the back and he's steering the boat by his feet. And so it's really fun to see. So you can't say that ours is a Doni, but they still called Doni because it stemmed from there. So diving started off that, and then came the liveaboards, and they just continue with that same idea. You know, we do diving off the Doni, and we have a liveaboard separately for the guests.
Nice. Well, I love it. I think more companies or more liveaboards around the world should adopt this feature. Maybe they don't have to steer their boats with feet, but if they want to do that, they could start there and move up. I don't care. I think it's a really nice system.
It is a great system. It is, of course, an extra boat. So it is for an operation, it's quite expensive. But at the same time, it pays off because, you know, the comfort that it gives, the space that it gives to the main boat, I think that's what people appreciate. And that's why they keep on coming back.
Yeah. Well, once again, the staterooms are huge, bigger than what you would get on a cruise ship, let alone a liveaboard dive boat. Would you back me up on that, Mario, or what?
100%. The accommodations, the rooms are probably the largest that I've experienced on the liveaboards that I've been on. They're quite large, quite roomy. All of them have en-suite bathrooms, flat-screen TVs. Look where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting on the upper level of the back of the boat. I've got the bar flowing. This is where we share our meals. I've got the nice breeze. The stars are out. A fantastic experience for any evening.
Yeah, it just doesn't get much better. So what about underwater, though? What were some of your highlights from the diving that we experienced this week?
You know, I think the biggest one was the crazy whale shark that visited us. Spent about 35 minutes with him underwater, just kind of showing us, you know, his little trait of circling around, teasing us, leaving, and then coming back, and we're still waiting for him, like, you know, he was gone. I think the night dive last night was a fantastic dive. Watching the very, very large eels on a hunt, you know, kind of swimming up the channels, up the pinnacles, looking for food. The white tip reef sharks, you know, every time you put your flashlight or you're out to somewhere, there's a shark, you know, cruising by. So it was it had my heart pumping a little bit. It was a good experience.
Yeah, you know, we had Pup and I had the same thing. I wouldn't say my heart got pumping too much, but we had some sharks that were using our light beams, our light and motion lights. It almost seemed like they were using them to hunt, but these were like, you know, little pup white tip things that weren't more than maybe a couple feet long. They were cute little boogers, but I mean, it was just a blast. I mean, some of the stuff you see like that is kind of unique. And I guess with all the stuff I shot, like I said, 150 gigabyte worth of GoPro video this week. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through all this footage, but just the fact that we shot so much goes, you know, is a testament to what there is to see underwater here in the Maldives. Because, you know, I'd sit there be filming one thing, and is no sooner than I'd finish that, I go, and up, there's another sun. Let me start shooting that. And that, it just isn't like that everywhere you go, especially if you're doing underwater photography or video. You might go for an extended period where you don't turn your camera on. And that doesn't mean the diving isn't good. It just means that, okay, I've seen this a million times, I'll move on to something else. Here, it's like there's one right after another. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the variety of sea life that you'll see here in the Maldives, the big pelagics, the eagle rays, the eels, we missed the mantas a little bit, I think, due to weather and conditions and so forth, but still a fantastic destination. The Maldives, Carpe Vita, the combination you just can't beat. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, I actually swam. We didn't have mantas this week, but I got into a school of molibos. They're little mini mantas. What do we call those? Moblias? Moblias, whatever. Anyway, they swam out there off the wall, and I like, okay, I'll kind of head them off at the pass and just try to get a passing shot, and I'll be damned if them things didn't just swim right into me. And next thing you know, I'm like swimming along with them, like, hey, I'm a manta ray. With, you know, this was so cool. So I don't know, just amazing experiences. Day after day here in the Maldives. All right, let's move on. Obviously, we've been talking to a lot of folks that are from the U.S., which is unique compared to the last time I came here. But we do have a very worldly, you know, crew and passengers on board this adventure. And let's talk to some of those folks right now. You guys are from Sweden, like Sana, right?
Yeah, Sana.
Did you know Sana? Sweden's like a small place. It's like, what, 50 people or something? So you guys go way back, I guess, right?
Yeah, we pretty much
almost ancestors.
Almost ancestors. They're like family or something, maybe. I don't know. But no, seriously, you guys came out here to the Maldives first time or what?
First time in the Maldives, yeah. Second time on a living board.
Yeah. And what do you think? What were some of your thoughts of what you saw this week?
Well, I think everybody's mentioned the highlights, but yeah, whale sharks twice, 35 minutes with one, and the other one swimming up next to us.
Were you guys doing photos or pictures yourself, or are you just out there enjoying it, right?
Just watching.
Just watching. Just not really focused on working with crappy or just crazy electronics that are driving you insane. Just enjoying the moment, right?
Exactly.
So how did it compare to your other liveaboard? How would you rate it?
The standard of the boat was excellent, and the room was just fabulous, I think.
We got upgraded to the suite, so that was really nice.
Suite? You guys were in the suite. I don't even think I've seen the suite of this place. I might have to check this out. So what's bigger? Is it just huge or what?
Huge, yeah. We felt like honeymooners, didn't we?
Exactly. I think it was the honeymoon suite, actually, but we never got to use the bathtub, so...
Really? There's a bathtub? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't fit us both, so...
Well, hey, the night is young, so, you know, who knows. But, so how does this compare with the diving back in Sweden?
I wouldn't know. I would never dive in Sweden.
No, you never dive there? What do they have in Sweden? Do they even have any diving that you could actually experience?
Well, first of all, nothing.
Okay.
And then maybe some crabs or something.
Cod.
Cod, you would herring. See cod, herring, you know, just Swedish type stuff.
Wooden wrecks, I think that's about it.
All right, but so you have to travel to get to the good stuff. So is this like a once in a life? I mean, you didn't want to live aboard before. You go out once a year, or what do you guys do in that regard?
We're going to try to do it a lot more often. The last time was 3 years ago, but now we're looking at least, next year, maybe even... earlier than that.
Well, we got a trip to St. Kitts and Seba in January. You'll have to come and join us on that one.
Yeah, well, if we get sponsors, that would be great.
Okay, they need a sponsor. We'll add them to the list. Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up. People let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show.
He's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg. He that streets my fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
very sexy.
If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, the first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top
my whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go,
let's go, while we go.
The first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
So sweet.
That's right. Oh, man, Greg, you hurling again, buddy.
No. There was no hurling going on this week here on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Pop is with me, the Scuba Cowboy. You'll vouch for me. We had great accommodations, flat comm seats. It just doesn't get much better than this, don't you think?
I can't imagine how it could.
Yeah. But how many songs do you think have been inspired for a future Scuba Cowboy release?
I know of already five, so.
You want to share any of those titles? Because you came up with a couple of them. What was, let's see.
Well, I've decided after the last CD, the one parody that I included came across so well. Everybody loves that when it's kind of a familiar sound on a song, but I change all the lyrics, and so that of course came from the comic relief of Greg the Dive Master, and I came up with two more on this trip, which is "Pee on Me." Which is we'll just leave it at that. We'll let your mind wander on that one, and the other one it's.
Stand By Me, or is that one?
Lean On Me.
Lean On Me, yes. Right. So, but you're going to change it to Pee On Me. Okay.
Exactly.
Which divers can relate to if they've had a jellyfish injury.
Exactly.
Yes, okay, all right. So this is it's more of a public service that you're going to present in musical form, maybe.
Almost like a dance safety tip, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, initially it has a bit of a shock factor to it, but now that you mention it, Dan might want to actually sponsor this tune. You never know. All right, cool. Well, that, along with several others, have been inspired. And, of course, they will pop up on Scuba Radio soon enough. But let's talk to some more of the crew here before we wrap up our radio spectacular. What's your name? What?
I'm not the crew.
Well, the crew and passengers, yes. We've already talked to the crew. So we're on to the passengers now, right? So you're from where?
I live in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, but your accent. Yes, exactly. Okay, and so you're in Hong Kong doing what? And what brought you to this part of the world?
My husband's job. I've been in Hong Kong for 26 years now.
But your husband does what?
He does. He's a consultant for IT.
Yeah, but he oh, and he came to Mali, and you guys decided, hey, let's hop on a dive boat or what?
He did. He checked it out and said, we're going to the Maldives and go diving. I'm going, okay. So I just follow along whenever he goes somewhere.
Yeah. And did you like it? Did you enjoy this or what?
I've had a great time.
Yeah. What was one of the standouts this week for you, you think?
Also diving with the whale shark. That was on my bucket list of what I wanted to see, and I did get to see it.
Marked it off and ready to probably put it back on and go do it again, right?
For sure.
It never gets old seeing a whale shark.
No.
I mean, I've seen a few now, and I got to say, they're so big, so majestic. And the ones we saw were very curious. They definitely seem to come up and search us out a little bit. You feel that as well?
Yep. And cool. It was good to see an octopus, too, in the water swimming around. And
that was on the night dive?
On the night dive, yep.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. Well, maybe we'll see you in St. Kitts Sable and join us in January.
We'll see.
ExploreVentures.com. We'll do that if we don't meet back here in the Maldives. All right, who we got you, Martha, right? Say it again.
Marsha,
I'm sorry. I knew it was an M, but I'll get it right, by the time we're ready to leave. You hear what I'm saying? That's how it works with me. I apologize in advance, as always. But what are some of the highlights from what you saw this week?
Well, everyone mentioned the whale shark. It was fun to have a juvenile whale shark
eating bubbles and playing like all kinds of baby animals are always playful. So this woodpecker was quite playful and eating our bubbles, and it was kind of a lot of fun.
The whale shark was eating our bubbles.
Yeah.
And you know, I noticed those little fish when we were jumping in the water, almost the second half of the week. We had those, I don't know, they weren't queen angels or something, but there was a very
surgeon
common...
Surgeon fish.
Those were surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, and they were coming up and they were, like, dancing and cleaning and, like, they were shaking, like, vibing out or something in the bubbles. And sure enough, one came and, you know, decided he'd take a couple gray hairs out of my head or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that they like hair or what or bubbles. What are they doing? They're just trying to get rid of parasites. Is that what it is?
Well, you mean with the surgeon fish?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they just think it's food.
You think that's what it is? I don't know. I saw this one come into Pup's bubbles, and the fish quivered like it's like, oh. Like it totally freaked out or something in your bubbles. But I think, you know, this fish got its freak on with you, pup.
That may be what it was.
Yeah. You know, and maybe that's what the whales, I don't know what they're thinking. Who cares? They're just fun to watch, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. When you go to cool places like the Maldives or any place on the planet, sharing these fun fish stories with friends is what it's all about when you're a scuba diver. All right. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast from the Maldives. We got more to share with you once we get back, because we got to go through Dubai and New York, and we'll share that with you next week. Till then, remember, it's always better where, pup?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.